it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned as well pretty much each and every day. Nah, maybe not. We give them a lot of love, though, and they love us right back. Because if you're listening anywhere in the country, there are a lot of radio stations you can grab us on. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go with various different devices and platforms that you can get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And with that being said, it's, you know, the king of devices is not here today. However, you've got, you know, Apple, you got your iPhone. It's a beautiful thing. All the apps, you can grab them, download them on your iPhone, and you know they're free to download, and away you go. Your watch, you know, Joey's got a watch, takes phone calls and all that kind of good stuff. Plus, it's got a mirror in front of you. He can look at himself in the mirror, and he has fun with that. It's Android, your PC, your laptop. Really doesn't matter. If you're on your way to work, if you're heading to the beach, maybe you're on the road somewhere, you know, whatever the circumstances are, walking a dog. You want to listen to you some Spano and Black? Well, it's easy to do. You go to our website, you click the Listen Live button. There we are. Also see all the interviews that we do and have done in the past. Grab something maybe you missed. You go to iHeart, you can go to Stitcher, you can go to TuneIn. They all have the Listen Live capacity. We got a little surprise for you in the fall that's coming up as well involving podcasting and various other things, and that's going to be fun as well. We'll be happy to talk about that. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. You're serving us overseas. You're in uni. We did Army-Navy last year. We're going to probably do it again this year, barring unforeseen circumstances. Let me tell you something. We're proud to be a part of it, and we're happy you listen to us. Right back with Greg Allman right after this.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into 2 smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto. We're joined by Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times, who covers the National Football League and specifically Tampa Bay for the paper. Hey, Greg, welcome to the show. Nice to have you back.
No, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, no, we're doing fine. Man, you're a must-read in my family, man. I've got – my whole family lives in the Tampa area. I mean, all over the city, Spring Hill, the whole nine. And you know, I talk about having you on here like, oh, he's great, man. We love reading his stuff.
Oh, cool. Thanks very much. Yeah, I worked in Hernando my first couple years of time, so I know Spring Hill well.
Yeah, there you go. You know, let's get to it because it's an interesting scenario with Tampa Bay. You got a brand-new head coach, you got a sophomore quarterback, and you got a kicker that's struggling. A lot of ground to cover. Let's start with Dirk Koetter. And what impressions are you getting out of his first camp as head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think I think with any first year coach, you're still kind of feeling things out, and we'll really know a lot more about him once we've seen him in a game. But I think he's been well received by the players. I think they like the changes he's made. I think a big part of why he made sense to be promoted as head coach was the continuity on offense, making sure that Jameis Winston is somebody they've invested heavily in, doesn't have to adjust to a new scheme and a new offense, a new coordinator. So I think there's certainly some momentum behind it, but obviously he's got to win to keep that going beyond September here.
No question about it. You talked about a couple of differences. What are you seeing different between him and Lovie?
You know, it's a lot of little things. I don't think it's anything that huge. You know, Lovie was very much practicing in the middle of the day. Dirk's had him out there at 8:45 in the morning, not practicing quite as long as they used to. Their walkthroughs are at night when it's cooler. So I think he's doing a lot of things to try not to be as taxing on their bodies. This is a team that was 6-6 and couldn't really close out the year last year, lost their last four games. I think he's hoping that by doing some things now, they might be in a better position to have a lot of gas left in the tank when they need it at the end of the season.
Well, you know, and you also mentioned the relationship and the continuity, to be more precise, about Jameis Winston and the offense and Dirk Koetter and the offense and maybe moving that forward. How important is that relationship? What is that relationship between Jameis Winston and Dirk Koetter?
Yeah, I think it's a good one. I mean, I think he and Lovie Smith had a good relationship as well. But I think, you know, Dirk's somebody who worked very closely with him, was probably a big part of why he had the level of success he had as a rookie in terms of being very aware of what Jameis could take on, how you'd play to his strengths as a quarterback. And now I think he's able to build on that. I think they're able to add some complexity to what his options are in his offense. Just being in the second year of the offense, I think there's certainly an expectation of him being more efficient, being smarter, being able to minimize some of the mistakes that hurt him as a rookie.
Well, you know, you talk about Jameis, and I have to be completely honest. I wasn't sold on him coming out of college, certainly not as much as everybody else was. I knew he had the physical skills. I wasn't sure of what went on between the ears and not only on the field but off the field as well. But I took into account that, you know, kids will be kids and screw up sometimes, and you know, especially when you're the BMOC. Have you noticed a difference between year one and year two as far as Jameis' approach to the game and also perhaps his relationship with his teammates both on and off the field?
Yeah, I mean, Jameis came in with a reputation of being very focused, attention to detail type guy. And I think he's, from the very start, put in the hours, been one of the guys that's first there, last to leave. Where I think he's been able to step things up in year two here is just in being a leader of this team. I mean, it is hard as a rookie, as a 21-year-old, to command authority in an NFL huddle, in the clubhouse. But I think, you know, from the second half of his rookie year on, he's been the most vocal leader. He's been the guy in the middle of the huddle, if you will, the emotional leader of this team. And I think he's really built on that. I think, you know, quarterback is very naturally a leadership position. And again, for him, with this little experience under his belt, to be in a position to command authority from his teammates speaks well of what he's done with them already.
Well, you know, you talk about command authority, and obviously it's going to happen on offense. Has it spilled over to the defensive side of the ball, where there's a lot of stud players and a lot of veterans?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I think there's obviously there's leaders on that side of the ball as well. There's guys like Gerald McCoy and Lavonte David, and now you have new faces like Darryl Smith, Robert Ayers, Brent Grimes, and such. But no, I think there's a healthy respect for him on both sides of the ball. You know, as much as any quarterback was, I think he has an interest in the defensive side of his team in keeping things together. You know, I think there's an energy and an enthusiasm that he brings to practice that certainly crosses the line of scrimmage.
Let's go to kicking.
Sure.
Roberto Arguello. Well, you wrote a nice article on it, and the guy is struggling, to be kind. What's going on with this kid?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much of an update yesterday. It's kind of enough of a saga where there's daily updates now. We're tweeting out every kick that's made and missed. You know, I think he's had a rough patch here in the last 3 weeks. You know, missed a PAT in the first game, missed two field goals in the second game, missed some bad ones in practice on Tuesday. And again, there was a fair amount of scrutiny on him before he'd missed anything. Just the idea that an NFL team would trade up and draft a kicker in the second round is something that doesn't happen very often. So there's been a lot of scrutiny on him literally since the minute he was drafted. This obviously doesn't help things for him. He's put a lot of pressure on himself. But he's still in a position where he's got 2 weeks basically to work himself out of his funk and have it not be anything that's actually damaging. But again, we looked at things the other day, and a lot of the kickers that we associate as being great kickers in the NFL did not hit the ground running, did not have flawless starts to their NFL careers. We were looking at, you know, Janikowski's a guy that, you know, only hit 7 of his first 15 kicks. Vinatieri missed 3 field goals in his second NFL game. So there's definitely a precedent for very good kickers still needing time to adjust and kind of get acclimated to the NFL.
Well, it seems like his fellow players are supporting him, but I guess, and you talked about the leadership of Jameis Winston. Here's a guy he played with at FSU, and it seems as if he's got his back entirely, and I would imagine that means quite a bit to Arguello.
Oh, sure. No, Jameis is very loyal to his teammates. We had asked him Saturday after the game, and I mean, I think he said that, you know, that right now Arguello is just teasing fans, that he's much better than this, and they've gone out of their way to let him know that they have confidence in him. There's a reason he was drafted in the second round. There's a reason he had the success he had in college. And it's just a matter, I mean, I think it's not a mechanical issue. I think it's kind of like golf. There's a lot of parallels between kicking and golfing. But I think he's just got a little bit of a mental hurdle he's got to clear, get back in the normal rhythm of hitting kicks and making that seem like routine. And once he does that, I think he'll be fine.
I'm going to put you on a spot a little bit. Offensive side of the ball, greatest strength, greatest weakness for this Tampa Bay team?
That's a good question. I would have to say the greatest strength is the running game. I mean, I think it's, you know, what got their offense started last year. Doug Martin finishes second at the NFL in rushing. Charles Sims, you know, was a great complimentary second back, was over 1,000 yards. I think he led all NFL running backs in yards per touch. So I think it starts there. I mean, I think once you have a run game, the defenses have to account for that, opens up the play action. That takes a lot of the burden off Jameis Winston, where he doesn't feel like he has to make plays or force throws or anything like that. So that's largely back intact from a year ago. I think that'll certainly be a strength. The offensive line is still a bit of a question mark. I mean, I think they were able to dramatically lower the amount of sacks that they took last year, but Jameis Winston still took a lot of hits. I mean, they gave up 109 quarterback hits last year. That was the fourth highest number in the NFL. It was down from the year before, but that's a lot of pounding for your quarterback to take. I think they could do a lot of things to lower that number and not count so much on Jameis being a hard guy to bring down. So that's an area that could be another big step ahead in terms of their growth this season.
I'll throw the same question to you on defense, strength and weakness.
Yeah, you know, and that's one we don't really know. I mean, I think coming into this year, I would have said that pass rush is where it starts. They were not a good defense last year, especially down the stretch. You know, the secondary, you know, they allowed opponents to complete 70% of their passes against them last year, 31 touchdowns. I do think a big part of that was the lack of pressure they had at the line of scrimmage. So right now I would point to the pass rush as the most glaring, lacking area of this defense. They've done a lot to address that. As we mentioned, they brought in Robert Ayers as a veteran that had 9.5 sacks last year. They drafted Noah Spence in the second round. So I think they'll be much improved. But until we see the results of that, until we see them disrupting the other team's offense and getting to the quarterback more consistently, that will be a weak spot. You know, linebacker play, I think, will be very strong for them. Lavonte David is a Pro Bowl for a linebacker now. I think he'll be used a lot more creatively, a lot more aggressively by Mike Smith and this new defense. And I think Kwon Alexander's in a position to really expand on what he did as a rookie, making plays, coming in as a fourth-round pick, starting from day one. You know, he's got a big challenge in terms of trying to be the middle linebacker in a new defense and get everybody on the right page and lined up the way they're supposed to. But I think the middle of that defense could be very strong this year.
Well, you know, I'm not asking for wins and losses, but looking into your crystal ball, is this an improved Tampa Bay team, a team that regresses a little bit, or a team that perhaps treads water?
No, I think this will be an improved team. I think the question is just how much better they could be. And I think part of what mitigates that is that they have a tough schedule. They'll face both Super Bowl teams from last season. They go out west three times. They go to Arizona. They go to San Diego. They go to San Francisco. So it's not an easy schedule. But I do think they'll be better. Whether they're good enough to be in a position to contend for a wild card, again, they were 6-6 with four games to play last year. If they do well and can be in that position again, you know, two of their last four are against the Saints. That's a team they could sweep if they're playing well. So I think of this right now as kind of a team that's right around 8-8. And if they're more than that, it'll be one of the better stories in the NFL. If they fall short of that, I think they'll be disappointed. So it'll be interesting to see how much they can get better.
No question about it. Greg, we know where we can find you writing. Where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, on Twitter, just my name, at Greg Allman, A-U-M-A-N, and obviously on TampaBay.com, where you can read the Tampa Bay Times online.
Well, Greg, I appreciate the couple minutes. Great insight, as always. We love having you on board. You know you're welcome back. We'll talk to you as the season goes on.
All right, thanks again, guys. Hope we can do this again soon.
Very much so. Thanks. Greg Allman here from the Tampa Bay Times, and great stuff. He's got his finger on the pulse. He's a terrific writer. As he said, go to the Tampa Bay Times, tampabaytimes.com, and check out his writing. Absolutely terrific stuff. And he wrote some good stuff on Arguello, and also talked in detail about how they got his back. We'll be back with your back right after this.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. And we had Greg Allman on to talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. First part of their schedule, first five games, is going to go a long way in determining what direction this season goes in. They're on the road at Atlanta, which can be tough. I mean, they're the better football team, but Atlanta's trying to bounce back on the fly, and they still have Matty Ice, and we'll see how he performs this year. They're at Arizona, host the Rams, host Denver, and they're at Carolina. That's a pretty tough road right there. The only gimme, if you want to consider it a gimme, is the Rams. Everything else is going to be a struggle, and if they can come out of it 2-3 or 3-2, it'll go a long way in determining their year. Then they hit the road for San Francisco. They host Oakland. They host Atlanta. They host Chicago. They're at Kansas City, host Seattle, at San Diego, host New Orleans, at Dallas, host New Orleans again, and they finish up with Carolina in, you know, something that could go a long way in determining whether or not they're a playoff team or not. And, you know, that's interesting in that they would like to think down in Tampa that they're pointed in the right direction. I don't think the expectations are that they're going to be a playoff team, but stranger things have happened. I mean, you're a Cam Newton injury away. You're a, you know, whatever injury away from perhaps being able to contend. And, you know, as Greg said, if they're sitting there at 8-8 at the end of the year, they'll consider it a good year. If they go further than that, they get to 9-7, 10-6, then they become a playoff contender or perhaps in the playoffs. That's going to be one of the better stories in the National Football League. And, you know, look, they've got skill position players. They've got really good wide receivers. They have a very good tight end in Seferian Jenkins. The offensive line, quite frankly, is where it's at as far as their issues. It you know, Donovan Smith played really well for them. He played 16 games last year. You know, Sweeney played 15. Hawley played 15. Ali Marpet played 13. Damar Dotson, not so much. You know, he played 6, started 3. You know, they don't have any depth. And that's the issue with that football team. They just do not have any depth. And it that combined with the fact that the pass rush has been lacking, you know, Gerald McCoy from the interior gets it done for them. Robert Ayers, you know, he played for the Giants last year. He's going to have to step up in a big-time way. William Golston continue to evolve. You know, their linebacker core, as he said, rock solid. Quan Alexander is a very underrated player. Darryl Smith is a solid player as well. And Levante David, very good player as well. And it will protect the sins of the defensive backfield, which is good but not great. So, you know, when you look at it, it's they're going to more than likely be in the mix for at least half the season. Again, part of that will have to do whether or not Dirk Koetter is capable of being a head football coach, and they're rolling the dice on him. I mean, look, Dirk Koetter succeeded at Boise State. He was okay at Arizona State. He wasn't able to recruit on the level that they wanted him to recruit. But he has the experience. He's not a first-time head coach. He's a first-time head coach in the National Football League. But he's not a first-time head coach. And he was pretty well-respected in college. He was never outmatched with the X's and O's. And he, you know, he's not a kid. He's 57 years old. So he gets an opportunity here, and it's probably going to be his only opportunity in the National Football League to be a head football coach. So I'm sure in his mind he's poised to make the most of it. Greg talked about the subtle differences between he and Lovey in the work ethic, starting earlier in the day, not pounding them so much, trying to keep them healthy. And I think a lot of NFL teams are going to that. There's much less contact in the scrimmages. They're trying to keep the injuries to a minimum, obviously, because, you know, they have finally come around to the point of view of Joe and myself, and I've been preaching this for years and years and years. It's not the most talented team at the end of the year. It's the healthiest team at the end of the year, and teams are recognizing that. So if you can keep your guys healthy and you don't lose the Tony Romos of the world and you don't lose the Tom Brady's of the world, you can be in it at the end of the year. And it doesn't mean that your team is the best team. I mean, look at last year, what happened with Denver. They had the best defense in the league. They had weapons on offense, and they had a caretaker quarterback for the middle chunk of the season leading right up to the end when they got the all-timer back. It was the perfect storm for them, and they were able to win the football game and the Super Bowl. Well, that can happen to any team. You know, I mean, you look at, and certainly Carolina has to be a favorite to go to the Super Bowl, but you look at that division specifically, and you look at Atlanta, you look at Carolina, you look at New Orleans, you look at Tampa Bay. New Orleans is still not going to be very good. They still have Drew Brees, but they're a bad football team, and they're trying to rebuild. Atlanta, major league question mark. Who's going to have Julio Jones's back is what it comes down to. And Carolina, and this is where, you know, my point is made. Carolina is a terrific football team. First-rate defense. A lot of things going on offense. They can certainly grind. They got one of the better offensive lines in the National Football League. But if for whatever reason Cam goes down, they're done. They can't win without him. Yeah, the backup's capable. Not all is lost, but I'm just say for the sake of discussion, they're leading their division with three games left in a regular season, and he goes down. They ain't winning a Super Bowl if he can't come back. You know, and there would be nothing, well, I'm going to say nothing, but, you know, you would have the ability, if you're a Tampa Bay football team, to perhaps make a move at that point in time and sneak into the playoffs. And from that point on, who knows what happens? Like I said, they're still trying to figure out down in Atlanta who's going to back up Julio Jones, who, let's be honest about it, he's best wide receiver in football. And I thought he had trouble with his hands coming out of college. He dropped a lot of passes. Well, he fixed that problem. 136 receptions last year for 1,871 yards. That's unbelievable. And that's with zero help around him. He was the target. You know, Jacob Tammy is solid at tight end. But that's about it. They're rebuilding on the fly on defense. Ain't no reason why Tampa Bay can't make a move in that division. They're probably the second best team as of right now. And like I said, barring one catastrophic injury, they could end up being the first best team. So, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, and again, this is health, 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 health. This is all of it. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, if your guy is under center and he's healthy, guess what? You got a shot to do it. And that's of paramount importance to this Tampa Bay team. You know, look, Greg touched on it. The offensive line is suspect as it is, but there's no depth. And if anything's going to trip them up, that's what's going to trip them up. Lack of depth on the offensive line. We're going to pick it up with some more NFL on the other side. Joey Bosa and what to look for in week 3 of the exhibition season. I'm Bob Black.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with SACCRETE, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, SACCRETE's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with SACCRETE. Find SACCRETE products at your local hardware dealer or visit SACCRETE.com to learn more.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
Oh, yeah. What a pleasant way to come back to the attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA is the place where you find us. And, you know, you go there, you can click on the listen live. There we are. Talking some Tampa Bay football, but there's more football to talk about. And one of the premier stories is the only unsigned first-round draft pick, the number 3 overall pick, in Joey Bosa. And they being the Chargers and Joey Bosa, are far enough apart where his getting on the field is in doubt. And the Chargers are negotiating publicly, which it is never a good thing, number one. This goes back to the Smith years, as far as their stubbornness, shall we say, to have things either go their way or not go their way, as the case may be. Joey Bosa, it was mixed coming out of college. They think he's going to be a very solid two-way player, but not necessarily an impact player. You're looking at a franchise that's going through transition. They have an older quarterback. They have a pretty solid defense, and they're also in flux as far as to where this franchise is going to land. And, you know, when you look at it, getting Joey Bosa into camp is, I mean, it's primary for any team that drafts that high. But, you know, they hit the field September 11th against Kansas City. And if they can get him into camp now, maybe he can make some level of a contribution. But it's going to be difficult. Of course, we talk about it all the time. It for these guys that hold out, it's an injury waiting to happen. And, you know, again, I don't know how this is going to play out, but I would not be comfortable as a San Diego Charger fan that Joey Bosa is going to make any level of contribution to this team this season. He's got a lot of catching up to do. He's got to learn the defensive plays. I mean, look, a lot of it is instinctual. We get that. But for a guy that you know, from all appearances, doesn't have that burst, he's going to have to be fundamentally sound going up against fundamentally sound NFL tackles. And the Chargers' Twitter account went public with it. And they said, our contract discussions and offers to the representatives of Joey Bosa have been both fair and structurally consistent with the contracts of every other Chargers player. Our offer included an initial signing bonus payment that is larger than any player in the league has received in the last two drafts. More money in this calendar year than every player in this year's draft, except one, Carson Wentz. The largest payment and highest percentage of signing bonus received in the first calendar year of any Charger first-round selection since the inception of the current CBA. We gave Joey's reps our best offer last night, which was rejected today. That offer we extended to Joey was to contribute during all 16 games and beyond. The ability to contribute for an entire rookie season has now been jeopardized by the valuable time he has missed with his coaches and his teammates. Since Joey will not report at this time, his ability to produce, not just early in the season, but throughout the entire season, has been negatively impacted. As a result, we will restructure our offer since Joey will be unable to contribute for the full 16-game season without the adequate time on the practice field, in the classroom, and in preseason games. That's pretty hardcore. Because not only did they say, you got our best offer, they said, we're going to retract it. And we're going to come up with something that's not going to be as good. And that's about as tough as it gets. That's about as tough as it gets. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's I can't see him sitting out the season. But now they've gone public, and every time it goes public, it gets ugly. His agents responded later on last night. It's unfortunate the Chargers have decided to manipulate the facts and negotiate in the media. The team is not strengthening its relationship with Joey Bosa by taking this stance and making their position public. We've decided we will not engage in public negotiations or discuss numbers and or terms in this negotiation. We will say that it is ironic that the team now takes issue with the timing of Joey's arrival, since the Chargers unilaterally decided to remain silent for the first 14 days of training camp instead of replying in a timely fashion to the proposal we made on the eve of training camp. At this point, all we can do is fight for a fair contract. Here's the issue. It's the offset. It's the offset in the payment schedule. It's money. It's all it comes down to. Contract stalemates with the rookies don't exist anymore because of the fact everything is slotted. You know, there's very little that can be negotiated because of the collective bargaining wage scale. There's a floor and a ceiling on each draft position. The contracts are all 4 years in length. Every team has an option for the fifth year with first-round picks. And by the way, it was good for the players. It was good for the league. As a first-round pick, you get those first 4 years in there. And you get a lot of money for those first 4 years, even if you don't make it. Now, the offset clause, which people don't understand, is it allows a team to reduce the guaranteed money owed to a player when they're released by the amount of his new deal with another team. So in other words, frickin' frack, yin and yang, however you want to put it. You get cut, you get picked up by another team. They do the percentage, they calculate, and the other team ends up being financially responsible for the money that you're not getting from the team that initially signed you. The player receives his salary from the team that released him in addition to the full salary from his new contract with another club when there isn't an offset. And the league, and specifically San Diego, considers it double dipping, which it is. But guess what? The league signed off on the CBA. Players Union got it right. And that's why the Players Union is not thrilled when agents acquiesce to the offset agreement. They don't want their players doing that. They want their players to be able to double dip. The union is protecting their players who have a short shelf life anyway in this league to make sure they get the maximum amount of money out of these football teams. And the gap essentially is the $17 million signing bonus. How much of it gets paid in 2016 and how much of it gets paid next March? With the offsets. And, you know, look, it like I said, when you're negotiating in public, it gets real ugly. The Chargers are saying to their fans, blame Bosa. Bosa's response was blame the Chargers. It's a risky PR battle because usually the fans do not side with players. They perceive players as being greedy. Now, they know owners are greedy, too. But they're talking about a player and a team that's in transition. You're talking about a team that's looking for a place to live. You're talking about a team that has issues. You're talking about a team that had the highest draft pick it's had in a long, long time. And they're screwing it up. They're losing the PR battle. But by the way, Bosa's not doing himself any favors either. Now, he can say that he's standing on principle, which I truly believe he is to a point, but he's also protecting his hind end. I get that. Look, none of these guys, if they handle their money right, should ever have to work again for the rest of their lives when they're a top 10 pick. That's the kind of money that we're talking about. I mean, we are talking about, as the number three slot, a $17 million signing bonus. That's money in the bank, period. Case closed. You're going to get that no matter what. So you're not going to hurt unless you screw it up. You're going to get paid your first year's salary, definitely. You're going to get paid your second year's salary more than likely, unless you're just the worst bust since Tony Mandarich. But you're now in a position where you could lose a chunk of your first year. They're going to prorate anything they put at you now. So you've lost money already. You have an ugly relationship with this team at this point in time. And chances are pretty good, if you're a good player, after that fifth year, you're out the door. So from a San Diego perspective, if he turns out to be a damn good player, you lose. Because he won't be back. You know, and that's the other aspect that comes into it. You know, how does he settle in the clubhouse? Antonio Gates told him to be a man and show up. And like I said, there's a track record with this. Eli Manning got himself traded. LaDainian Tomlinson, 30-day holdout. Back in 2001, 2002, Quentin Jammer, 30 days. Phillip Rivers, 2004, 25 days. 2005, Merriman, 7-day holdout. And now Joey Bosa, 26 days and counting. And don't forget the aforementioned Antonio Gates, would be a man and get in camp. Well, they suspended him for a game back in 2005 for not agreeing to his contract. You know, so what happens? He'll more than likely sign before week one. He'll probably sign for the slotted dollar amount. Do they trade him? No, they can't. If they were going to trade him, it had to happen by August 9th. So that's gone. They can't even do that. And maybe that's something they should have explored. There would have been suitors out there who would have been willing to give up a number one pick and maybe even a little more to get Bosa. You know, the draft evaluation on him, I'm sure, varied from team to team. But when you have the number three overall pick, maybe teams that were higher who have needs on defense would have been willing to give up this next year's number one pick and maybe even a number three or a number four. We know he's keeping himself in shape, but it ain't football shape. Never is. And then, of course, the best case scenario is he doesn't get hurt, but the worst case scenario is he gets hurt. Last two seasons, the Chargers have had 58 sacks. Total in the last 2 years. They're counting on Bosa to be one of those guys. And again, I don't know that he's ever going to be. It's possible. I think he's a better two-way player than he is an elite pass rusher, but who knows? He may prove to everybody wrong. But on a strength of the team, he can add to it by coming into camp. Like I said, this is a lose-lose for both sides. Bosa's going to get money. There's no question about it. He gets his money. As soon as he signs, he gets his money. $17 million is there. But he can't afford to miss that first game check. And from that aspect of it, he will blink. He's going to come into camp. But how ugly this has gotten and how quickly it has gotten ugly is going to impact this team this year and Joey Bosa's future with the San Diego Chargers or wherever they end up. We'll finish it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senny Roberto. Want to thank Greg Allman for coming on board as well. Terrific stuff. He's just a very talented writer. I love getting the football writers on, actually all sports writers, because they truly see it from a different eye. You know, you get the athletes on, they're pretty much all cliche, and they really don't give you much. These guys do. And, you know, it going forward, and we were talking about Joey Bosa. Look, the ability to win for the Chargers is important in their quest for a new stadium, but it's not the only factor. People are not just going to be completely swayed by whether or not your football team is good. It's how the taxpayer money is being used. It's how ownership is contributing. It's whether or not they're sharing a stadium. There's so many intangibles involving the San Diego Chargers that it's difficult, and this isn't helping their situation by him not being there. Is it having the kind of impact that they're talking about on the sports pages? No, I don't believe so. I honestly don't. I don't think people in the greater San Diego area are going to make their decision one way or another on whether or not Joey Bosa is on the team or not. But they could look at it from the perspective of, hey, you know, this organization does not look out for the well-being of the team. They don't care about what the fans think. So maybe I'm not going to cast my vote for that new stadium. It does it have a little impact? Yeah, it does. But not as much as everybody makes it out to be. The impact is going to be felt much more on the field and in Joey Bosa's wallet unless he gets himself into camp. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Like I said, thanks to Greg Allman. We'll be back with a full fidelity version of the Spano and Black Attack tomorrow. A little bit of Oklahoma State football, as Joey McWilliams will join Joe here on The Attack. For Joe Spano, for Senior Roberto, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.